here we are again, another 10 dozen minutes of useless diplomas with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Hi, Mr. Skullhead. We got Jake on the line.
Yes, we do. I sometimes use mine to make a paper airplane if I want to give somebody across the room from me some stamps without getting up. I fold my diploma into a paper airplane and put some stamps in the crease.
Mine's just been sitting in a little folder after I moved in with a woman and got domesticated, and she wouldn't let me have it in the bathroom anymore.
I think mine's... I don't know where mine is.
I think yours is hanging in the bathroom of your house. I want to say, or in the office or something.
Maybe, yeah. I don't think it's at the office.
I don't know. I've seen it recently, though.
Yeah, no, I think I have, too. I should. I was just going through stuff last night, and I found the fine, decorative, padded folder that it came in.
Wow, I didn't even get that. I got, like, a manila envelope.
It was weird. It came in a big package. They had to mail me mine because I failed the Beatles, so I had to take a summer class after I was supposed to have graduated. I passed the Beatles that time, though. Well, Ringo really hurt on the way out.
Well, if you can swallow him, you can pass him.
Yeah. So how you been?
I have just finished the last major obstacle between me and getting my master's degree.
Oh, yeah?
Which was a 15-page paper on eco-criticism.
Eco-criticism?
Uh-huh. It was an astonishing new field in literary criticism, finding a new way to make you feel guilty for liking works of fiction.
Oh, yeah, because they don't talk about the environment enough.
Right. Because they're anthropocentric.
Huh. Yeah. How dare they? I finally something more presumptuous than a story about men not having any strong females in it.
Yeah, I'm guessing though that if lions write literature, you know, which they keep hidden from us, that their literature is fairly leocentric.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it seems like whatever species is writing the literature, it's going to be fairly concerned with the foibles and concerns of that species.
Well, you know, unless they're properly enlightened and concerned with the plight of their Mother Earth. I mean, Earth is our mother, Mr. Skullhead, and so, you know...
Imagine what I do to your mother.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot. We're all brothers and sisters under Gaia.
Yeah. Gaia I am.
Bunny of Bandler says, why do you need a certain amount of moxie to wear a supportive bra when you need muscle to wear the other shirts? I know this kind of makes sense in real life, but it's really messed up mechanic. I don't know that the shirts... I don't remember what we decided was going to be the consistent stat required to equip shirts. It's kind of goofy. It doesn't... When we make new items, it doesn't default to the correct thing that we decided a long time ago and made consistent. At one point, we went through and made everything consistent, like all pants required moxie, all accessories required mysticality or whatever, and then everything we've added since then has been probably equally inconsistent to the stuff we had in there prior to that consistentization.
Right. I'd feel like shirts are enough of a non-essential piece of gear that it's okay to have them require random goofy stats. I may be wrong, for all I know, but I may be right.
Yeah. Yeah. He also says, I know that everyone loves porn, but why do you use it? Shouldn't your woman be pleasuring you now? The thing is, my woman often uses porn to pleasure me. By saying, instead of me pleasuring you, why don't you go off in the other room and use some porn instead? Because I'm busy.
And then everybody's happy.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway. Yeah. Thanks again, Heartless, for... all the porn. Bunyip Andler also says that there should be some kind of win the game button. I mean, one of those pin buttons that say win the game on them. I don't like that joke. I don't think it's funny. There's never going to be a win the game button.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would even classify it as a joke.
No, I mean, it's the same kind of joke as like, check it out. There's an any key on my keyboard.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that people who don't understand what is funny think is funny.
It is that kind of corporate humor. That, like, poster of a cat hanging from a tree with hang in there on it. And
I was looking for a picture of one of those to send to somebody once, and all I found was a picture of, like, an overturned chair and a guy's legs hanging from the top of the frame that said hang in there. Which was, you know, funny to somebody. Hang in there. I remember winning the spelling bee once in, like, third grade, and I picked this poster of a puppy as my reward, and they made fun of me for picking the poster of the puppy instead of, like, some poster of, like, a football player.
Right.
And I was like, I like puppies more than I like football players. The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, that's gay.
Vorthok says, the big rock description is boring and unfunny. It should be rock, rock and rock, what is rock? Rock is sponge, except for this one. This one's just a rock. I don't get it.
I don't either. I did actually change the big rock description after reading that.
You did what?
I changed the pet rock description. Not the pet rock, the big rock. Of course, you're always welcome to change it back, sir. But
I see. It was funnier before when it was just, this is a big rock. You know, that picture looks nothing like a rock.
It kind of looks like a wad of paper, though.
Yeah?
So maybe it is a rock that's covered in paper.
Maybe it's, I mean, you'd look at that and you'd be like, but it wasn't a rock!
It doesn't look like a lobster, either.
It doesn't.
No.
What was I going to say? There was that one text adventure where you have a rock. It was some, what was called, the edifice. Man, so Riff showed me this thing today. It's in Form 7, the newest version of the language that people use to write, like, text adventures. Mm. The code that you write for creating... rooms and objects and the stuff that happens in your text adventures is in, like, plain English.
Wow.
The source code to a game, you'll say things like, you know, the nearby plains is a room. West of the nearby plains is Seaside Town. In Seaside Town, there is a cardboard box, which is a container and contains four things.
That's the actual source code?
Yes, that is the actual source code. If you look at, I mean, there are, like, little tricks to it and stuff, you know? There are techniques that you have to learn, certainly, to get it to understand, because it's not, you know, nothing is going to perfectly process natural language. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's going to bitch about ambiguity and stuff, and it's certainly not, it's not the same as just describing a game to somebody, but it's sure as hell not the same as having to write code.
Huh.
It's the barrier to entry on that has just gotten much, much lower. It made my heart warm just looking at it. I only played with it for about 15 minutes, but, you know, in 15 minutes, I was able to do everything except figure out how to define a new kind of verb. Hmm. I was trying to make it so you could juggle pine cones, but I couldn't figure out how to tell it that juggle is like an action that you can perform on stuff. There must be some, you know, I could read the documentation one of these days. It's neat, though. Like, you'd be able to make something like that adventure where you had sex with cheerleaders or whatever at our high school.
Right.
You could do that in an hour. Yeah.
That's excellent.
So anyway, that's what I did for 15 minutes today. And I went to the post office. I went to the bank. Ran some errands. Yeah. That's what I did today. I got up kind of late.
It was a busy day.
Ted Rock says, I had, this might have been suggested before, but why not give full HP and MP after leveling? We don't want to be like every other game. I never thought that made any sense, anyway.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like increasing your capacity for something would automatically fill that capacity.
Yeah. I mean, I could see, you know, your hit points going up by a percentage that was equal to the percentage that your maximum hit points increased. Huh. But not, I mean, not really. Ron says, Super Size Me made me hungry and not for salad. Ron is always hungry for salad.
Tossing salad.
Yeah.
Lilith says, why can't we friend the KWE announcer? It would make it easier to follow a touch, because he's not an actual player.
Yeah, we didn't want to have to deal with people sending him stuff and creating a profile for him. I guess it wouldn't be the end of the world to do that, but, I mean, you can just make, if you just make the KWE channel a weird color in your what's it, McChum, Chumflurks? In the account?
Account Faz, menu?
Phasmob? Yeah, yeah. That's pretty reasonable, I think. Ron said some other stuff about it, too. O'Daly says, Dear JNS, at the end of the knee butt message, the period is inside the parenthetical. Shouldn't it be outside so that it ends the sentence before the parenthetical also? Something is just... I don't know what changed there. What's the rule?
The punctuation should always be outside of the parenthetical.
Why? When did that change? Why was...
That didn't change. That's the rule we learned in grade
No,
school.
It's absolutely not.
Yeah. You always... It's always closed parenthetical. And then the period. I mean, that's
what about commas? That is sure as hell exactly the opposite of what I learned in grade school. What about commas?
Commas can go inside of a parenthetical, but why would you end a parenthetical phrase with a comma?
I think almost every parenthetical phrase could be appropriately ended with a comma. Of course, I think almost everything could be appropriately
right.
ended with a comma, but no,
it's
the dog, and then in parentheses, which was the same dog I had when I was a kid, comma, closed parentheses, was a jerk.
It would be the dog, open parentheses, which was the same dog I had as a kid, closed parentheses, comma.
No!
That's the way that it has always been.
No, it's not.
Surely as we are at war with Eurasia. Those are the rules that we learned in, like, kindergarten, man. I mean, you know, the kindergarten that I went to where we were learning parentheses.
What about in quotations? They're supposed to be inside quotation marks but outside parentheses? Is that the...
Yeah.
That's bullshit. This is not what we learned. This is not what I was taught.
It's totally what we learned. I don't know where you went to school, boy, but I went to school in the best school district ever. Prescott Unified number 1.
PUSD?
PUSD 1.
PUSD. You know what I also don't like? The biggest problem that I have in that is that whatever it is that Xenophobe was quoting with the boot to the head, yah, yah thing, don't like that it's yah, yah. Was it you?
Yeah.
Okay. It bothers me when something is yah and it's spelled Y-A-H, because to me it looks like somebody fucking up and spelling yeah wrong.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess.
Is it yeah yeah or is it yah yah?
Hard to tell.
No, I'm saying in whatever it is that you're referencing.
Yeah, it's a song. It's kind of hard to tell.
Wait, it's hard to tell if he's saying yeah or yah?
Yes. Because he's saying it in a kind of freakish falsetto.
Huh. So I've always been kind of on the... I remember looking at this and then eventually... I guess I thought Xenophobe wrote it because Xenophobe was the one who explained what it was to me. What is it a reference to? Some song or something?
It's some little sketch called Taekwon Leap that was performed by some guys who did something. It was on Dr. Demento a while.
Huh.
Apparently it's na-na, so whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I would render what I hear in the song as, like, NYAH, maybe, if not YAH. But I did the best
so
I could.
So I'll do NYAH, because then that will make me happy.
Yes.
All right. Still not putting that fucking period outside the parentheses, though.
I just looked at four different sources that said, in general, put commas and other sentence punctuation outside of parentheses. That is the way it has always been.
It's not. No, it's not.
I think you just created in your brain an alternate reality in which it wasn't.
I don't like you anymore. Ron says, mad props for the I Am a Jelly Donut. It would make more sense if one of the wrestlers was a parody of Kennedy. Now that would be awesome. His finishing move would always be getting shot in the head. So you think that's funny, huh, Mr. Skullhead? It's been long enough since Kennedy was shot that it's okay to make jokes about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kennedy was always funny.
Okay.
Now you're just being hostile because you don't know how to punctuate.
Yeah.
Don't.
I'll punctuate my fist into your ass.
Don't hate
that's
me
funny because that's
punctuate.
That, to say, you know, my fist in your face or my foot up your ass, but me saying that I would punctuate my fist up your ass just makes it sound gay.
I wish you wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Cyan220 says, also, people keep asking for a pixel familiar. How about if you make a pixelated dog and get a laugh box from the grimoire? You can combine them to make the laughing duck hunt dog, and he would laugh at you whenever you fumbled. Speaking of shooting in the head,
what is that?
I think somebody finally made a Flash version of Duck Hunt where you could shoot the dog.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Oh, speaking of familiars, I have to say again, the word fueled has one fucking syllable.
Oh, yeah. How would anyone think that I'd fueled?
Well, apparently if you look up fuel in the dictionary, it's fuel, two syllables. But then people extrapolate that, well, fueled must be fueled. And people in the thread are insisting that they pronounce it fueled.
Yeah, and which that nobody in their right mind is going to... I could see saying... that's weird that adding a suffix would reduce the number of syllables.
I went into this whole linguistic explanation where the L sound is at the front of your mouth and... And, you know, the is in the back of the mouth, and so when you put the D on the end, you don't want to go all the way back for the before you hit the L and the D. So,
yeah. The first time, the last time I went into the Haiku channel, which I drop in there periodically, and by periodically, I mean once every few months, but somebody put in Z-O-M-G as three syllables.
Z-O-M-G.
Like the way Nama says it in real life, and she's like, "Zoh my god."
That's funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. I just say Zomg, and that's one syllable.
Yeah.
Ron says, can you make KWE announcer a real account and make him PvPable when he tells me Kitty just lost me 500,000 meat? He also suggests wanting to show his love for Vaso de Agua by buying an overpriced KWE Vaso de Vaso. We can make posters of the wrestlers. Anima says, is it possible to create a chat command, say /view player name ID, so that you go straight to a player's profile? This will be a little faster and less annoying than Whois. You know, I've thought often that I would like it if Whois automatically loaded the person's profile, but I didn't really want to do that. Making it so that that happens when you hit the slash, making it a new command that does that, that's a pretty good idea. I believe that Xenophobe has also figured out a way to execute arbitrary JavaScript as a result of the yield of a chat command. So that's something that I'm going to vouch for and go ahead and say that we're going to add that feature. Nightfall says, will there ever be a Billy Joel-themed booze called Loneliness? I thought it was a good idea, and several other people in chat agree.
I guess that would be better than drinking alone.
Yeah.
But you have to share it, though.
Yeah, and, I mean, we've already made it so you can have sex with your gin and tonic.
Right.
Actually, we haven't, because there is no gin and tonic. Uh,
The Gun Run shows us the screenshot of him playing KOL on the PSP.
Yeah, there seems to be some kind of movement to make that more friendly to the PSP.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have to start maintaining more than one set of code for the important stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I was ever going to do that, what I would do would be to just write... basically do something such that there's kind of a front end that lets you adventure in places and then gives you a little summary of what happened or whatever, but that isn't in frames or anything, just a super scaled down version. I mean, you know, you wouldn't be able to go to the mall, you wouldn't be able to do a lot of stuff at all, because I don't want to write tiny, tiny versions of the interface for every single script in the game, you know. I mean, it's not even that I don't want to write it, it's that I don't want it to exist, you know. I don't want two sets of code to maintain.
Indeed.
And this was, people have asked for, like, I don't really know how to make compact mode any compactor.
If there was an option to just turn off the chat pane.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the just resize it to nothing option.
Because then you could play it on a screen that's half the size, it seems like. Or
yeah.
So. Maybe that, like, two-thirds of the size.
I wonder if it might not be, you know, adding something like the stealth login that lets you log in and gets just doesn't have the chat pane. Or if we could figure out some way to actually close that frame in code. I don't know. I mean, we'd probably need another frame set page that didn't... Another two frame set pages, actually. One for compact mode and one for full mode that didn't have the... didn't have the chat pane in it. I don't know. Maybe someday.
Oh, that's pretty groovy. Ron made a KWE card game.
Yeah, I was just looking at that same thing, actually.
Some cards. That's kind of groovy. Speaking of card game, no, I don't want to call that out on.
No. Halfway done. Next time I get an entire day where I have nothing else to do.
Dude, today was your deadline.
What? You made that shit up.
May 1st. You were all like, by May 1st, I will... Rah, rah. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
I did not. I never said that shit.
I have witnesses.
Okay, fine. Faggot.
But they're silent witnesses, and
it's not
so...
May 1st, yet. Yeah, that does suck.
I can't, like, get them on the phone.
Bunyip Endler says, you said that there's a choice for each outfit you need to ascend, but what about scrolls? Granted, they're not an outfit, but they are needed. An adventure idea is when you meet James Enzor. What? Yeah, no, sorry. That's going to be one of the places where you still are just at the mercy of the RNG. There are very few of them left.
But yeah. Not everything has to be customizable, kids.
Stupid and Boring Game says, why not allow more characters in player names? I certainly could have used it to indicate that we had no future. No, because that's plenty of characters. I would argue that I have the coolest name in the game, and you know, I could have limited it to 4 characters and still been able to do mine.
Mine would have
it's
looked
kind
very
of a,
strange at 4 characters.
You'd be Mr. Space S.
People would be like, huh, Mrs.
Huh. I wouldn't. I would be like, huh, Mr. S. I bet that means Mr. Shitty Head.
Mr. Surely Homosexual.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah. No, you're better at implying that you're gay than I am.
I'm a lot better at insulting me than you'll ever be.
Yep. Devonin says, I think if you go into the tavern cellar with a miner's helmet on, it should be lit up and tell you where the faucet is. No, it's a different kind of light.
Why would you do that quest so late?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Gorblack says, you know what would be cool? An unequip all accessories button. I don't think that would be worth the space. And the confusingness.
There is. It's just it's a button with two confirm boxes. So, you know, in three clicks, you can get them all.
Yeah. Let's say that. Naked Juice says, when you right-click in chat and miss the name and select message, it defaults to sending your message to null. The problem is there's a player called null. Yeah, that's an irritating issue with JavaScript. It actually returns the string null when it returns a null value. You shouldn't, though. I don't understand how you could right-click in chat and miss the name unless there's something about the way that works that... I mean, right-clicking somewhere that isn't a name doesn't give you the same menu. I cannot actually make this happen, what you're suggesting. You know, if you can figure out a way to duplicate.
The number 8, deviate, regulate.
Did I tell you that joke that I made up about why was 6 afraid of 7?
No, but I don't think that's a joke you made up.
No, because 7 made 8 wear this bondage suit with, like, this big bladed penis on it and fucked 9 until she was dead.
Oh, that's a much better joke.
Yeah, because, you know, 7, that thing from 7.
That one? Yeah.
See, I told you I made up the joke. Well, I wasn't going to make up that because 789, that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Who am I, Bear Spangler?
I made that up
while I was building the Statue of Liberty.
And then flying by it in my F-14.
Yeah. Poor Bear Spangler. We're not very nice to him.
It would be interesting if he ended up playing, listening to the show, and hearing me talk shit about him after all these years.
Yeah. I mean, he's less of a... I don't think of it as making fun of a person. It's just him as the sort of avatar of the type of person who just constantly makes shit up.
Yeah.
I don't like liars. Morbank says, when I exploded my ebony wand, it said, you don't have an ebony wand anymore. How sad. Shouldn't this be an ebony wand? No. What you're missing is that all sentences about the ebony wand are in Ebonics. It actually should be, you don't got a ebony wand no mo.
As if there's one thing we're all about here, it's making fun of black people.
Yeah, kind of. Vlad Shift Slip says, so now we have a hobo's ghost that uses booze to restore MP. Are we going to see an obese kid's ghost that uses food to restore HP?
You know, I have to admit, I did have the tiniest twinge when we were coming up with this thing. Like, yeah, we're kind of making fun of homeless people and alcoholics.
What?
But then I got over it, and I was like, yeah, no, we're making fun of hobos, and hobo is more of an archetype.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't really see modern-day homeless people with a little handkerchief tied around their goods on a stick.
Yeah. They have shopping carts now. Mm-hmm. Man, other day I was somewhere, and there was this... It was at the veterinarian's office, I think. And there was a shopping cart that had just been fucking destroyed. I have no idea. It must have been hit by a car, like, up against a wall or something. I've never seen a shopping cart in as bad a shape as this shopping cart. Like, yeah, man, that's a great story.
So that was at the dentist's office?
At the veterinarian.
Oh, the veterinarian. Maybe it was some kind of, like, pay your bill or I'll fuck up your pet as badly as I did this shopping cart?
Yeah, it could be.
Some implied threat.
Vito, show them what we do to people who don't spay our dogs for free. Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of which, I gotta remember to give the dog her heartworm medicine today.
Does the dog have heartworms?
No, the dog will not get heart. Heartworms are, I think, something that are pretty rare, but are just 100% preventable by the medicine. Like, every dog that I've ever had growing up, like, you get those heart stickers on the calendar, and that's when you give your dog the heartworm medicine. Mm-hmm. Although, apparently now, they're these chewy beef-flavored things that the dog just eats, is how the heartworm medicine comes, instead of having to, like, stuff a pill into a piece of cheese or a hot dog or something and trick the dog into eating it.
Yeah. That's a heartwarming story.
It is. It is. I was thinking about taking them so that I don't get heartworms.
But I
never get heartworms.
Heartworms could be fun.
It's like an earworm, you know, like a song that gets stuck in your head and you can't get it out, except it's like a feeling that gets stuck in your heart and you can't get it out.
Right.
Yeah.
The feeling you get when you look to the west, for example.
Neville Den Jacoby says, I love the new familiar, but at the same time, I'm utterly annoyed that no one seems to know that Harry McClintock ever had other songs. Regardless, I love that little fucker. Who's Harry McClintock?
I'm guessing the guy who wrote Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Oh. Did he also had that Burger King song.
Yeah, that's him. He wrote Big Rock Candy Mountain.
They don't have the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah, they still have the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Anti-Ranch. The Bacon Cheddar Neverland Ranch. That would have been a different commercial altogether.
Yeah, and I just hesitate to think. I hesitate to think about that commercial in general, because it was so very deeply disturbing.
It was cool, though.
Yeah, it had Hootie in a some kind of weird gay cowboy outfit.
Yeah, but I mean, it had a lot of boobs and asses. The asses you would like, right? Because you're ta-ass man.
Oh, shit. Devonin says, here's a terribly inappropriate idea. Make the Mize give less stats, but count as a chef in the box. If we ever implement dishes, and those dishes need to be washed.
Yeah, there you go. And the laundry. Now, if we ever implement laundry, it's only going to be doable by the Chinese. I mean, that's the reason those tracks don't go anywhere in Seaside Town, is because all the Chinese people left.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if it's probably not okay to make fun of Asians. It's okay for us to make fun of black people on the radio, because the odds that any of the three black people who play are listening, well, I mean, in that one of them is in the room with me, I would say the odds of her listening is 100%. But, you know, she isn't going to be mad. But there are probably a significant number of Chinese people listening right now.
Yeah, and those really joyless people like Gibbock and Fruity Vuish.
Yeah. Well, Gibbock was Japanese. I mean, presumably still is. I don't know, his ID card might have expired. He doesn't get the benefits anymore. Orange Mechtron needs to bring this up in some other context than this.
Yeah.
Fred Levi says, the secret rare monster in the 8-bit realm should be a Tetris elemental. Maybe. I don't know what that would give. Lots of pixels? That would suck if there was an ultra-rare monster that just gave a bunch of pixels.
Just reward. Turns your enemy's HP into random pixels.
That'd be kind of interesting, actually. Yeah. That wouldn't be particularly useful, I don't think.
Yeah.
He says, you want more pixel things? How about a pixel hammer? Plus 10 to smashing barrels. That'd be kind of neat if there was some kind of hammer you'd get that would give you better results in the barrel full of barrels.
And play a MIDI file that goes do 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 do.
Yeah. Except, you know, on key.
What do you know about music? You were never in choir.
Yeah, you're right.
Grayson says, would you be prepared to give us a tiny clue as to how the items we send determine the outcome of KWE matches, or at least confirm that they do have some impact?
Yes, they do have some impact.
Yeah,
and
we'll confirm that.
Yeah, and that is your tiny clue. A Naked Jew says, if we give our hobo booze and then switch familiars in adventure, does it still give boo effects when we take it back out? Does the booze effect last a certain number of our adventures or a certain number of adventures with the hobo? In other words, will the hobo stay just as drunk even while we use adventures with another familiar? Yes. Yeah, you cannot lose the effects of booze that you give your hobo by any means, accidental or deliberate. Also, most Orthodox Jews would not do the thing with the electronics turned on before the Sabbath. I'd say no more than maybe 2-5%. Also, the bottles of beer on a golem should drop beer when you beat it. Yeah. And regarding the meaning of petard, it was originally French for fart, and the weapon was named for it because of its sound. Hoisting on one's own petard is moving slightly up off a chair when one farts too hard. What?
See, that part is completely
That's got to be apocryphal. Yeah. A weapon could catch your sleeve or whatever and fling you, so that worked as an idiom too. But it was like a bomb. I mean, and it was being hoisted by it was being there because it was like a bomb that you buried under the ground, right?
Yeah.
And so if it went off and you were near it, chances are it would blow you up in the air. Grayson said, "How's that Icy Peak revamp going? Any chance we'll see it anytime soon?" Yeah, we need to go through Mr. Skullhead's old content and see what of it can be modernized, and we got some ideas for stuff to do to the Icy Peak there.
Yeah, in like 2 weeks I get to actually go to work.
Woo!
I'm going to ride my bicycle to work.
Are you?
Yeah, well, the townhouse is just, it's almost, the townhouse is less than a mile from the office.
Yeah, but it's so fucking hot already. It was almost 100 degrees today.
Yeah, but I'm so fucking hardcore.
Okay. We can go play some basketball.
Yeah.
If you're that hardcore.
When it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I only like to play horse.
Which is just not basketball.
But it's
or
more
exercise.
It is too exercise.
The game where you stand there, and you throw the ball at the hoop, and then you stand there.
You're telling me that even just walking around and periodically shooting a basketball, you're saying that that's not more exercise than, like, sitting down, eating Cheetos?
Wait, what?
Huh? I'll tell you what, you play horse for a while, and I get tired. I mean, to me, that means it's exercise.
Wait, you get tired when I play horse for a while?
Yeah, it's weird.
Is that kind of like drinking a beer for somebody when you go out?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there's a question people have been asking. Does Ascension reset the hobo booze count?
It might, actually. Yeah, so, good point. That is a way to lose the impact. Because I think it's just a regular flag that goes away upon Ascension. It makes sense, though. I mean, if you reincarnate, that your pet hobo wouldn't be drunk anymore. That makes sense.
Right. He was a ghost. So.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, is anything going to happen with the Children's Meal of the Damned, or is that just an idea that was abandoned?" It was an idea that was never quite finished. We had there's some ideas that we could probably come up with in some satisfying way and drop that back into the Golden Arches food rotation.
Because if there's one thing that we love, it's messing with people who collect rares that were exploited.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that, like, I feel like some afternoon where you and me and Riff are sitting around the office, we'll just get a bug up our ass to spend the 15 minutes it would take to formalize and decide on something and than the hour it would take to write and code it.
Yeah.
Bunyip Andler says, "Why is the auto sell price of tiny maracas 70 meat when all other discardable familiar equipment's auto sell price is 75 meat? Is it a typo or was it on purpose?"
It was on purpose. You figure out why.
Yeah. Really? Are they 75? I thought they were all 70. Salt. No, I guess they were 75. Oh, well. I always use the salt shaker because that's the first one that I remember when I'm spindling the familiar items to make them a copy of the old one. I don't know why the maracas went in there like that. Anyway, I changed it. You know. Ron says, this is not fair at all. I finally decided to buy a Sabretooth Lime shirt, and I realize that you have 2, 3, 4, and X sizes, but no small men's. How are the children of the world and the skinny men supposed to enjoy the citrusy awesomeness of a Sabretooth Lime shirt? I think there are medium men's now, which are... I mean, the American Apparel large men's shirts are pretty small.
They do run small. It seems like you should be able to wear a medium.
Yeah, there are men's medium, which we specifically got so that little kids could order a shirt that was the right size for them. And, like, a men's medium shirt from American Apparel is going to be pretty small. I mean, Mr. Skullhead and I are, I would say, pretty average-sized, you know, guys in their late 20s, and we wear extra larges in those. Everybody, the guys in the shirts on the store page are like skinny Waferstein sized, and they're wearing larges. The problem I have with the extra larges are actually a little too short for me, which is weird.
But speaking of which, I saw that I'm on the Pretentious Artist's business cards.
Yeah, I noticed that. So is my wife. He kind of made those in secret. They turned out really well, though.
When are those pictures going up on the actual site?
You know, he's been telling us that he's going to select which pictures he wants us to use. Like, last time he just kind of had Hot Stuff pick them. And Hot Stuff picked them and fixed the ones. But he said this time he wanted to pick them himself. And then he just sort of hasn't. So, I don't know. It'll yeah. get there.
We're talking about fuzzyballsapparel.com,
yeah.
by the way.
I really need to take those shirts off the Loathing Store and then link to it.
Yes.
Just because it's goofy that we have some of his shirts, but not all of them on the site.
That's good. I had heard that you didn't want to link to his store from our store. And I was thinking, why?
Oh.
Why indeed?
No, I do. I mean, I don't want it to be like. I don't want it to be like all obtrusive and.
Well, I was hoping for a giant pop-up JavaScript window.
Yeah.
You know those ones that aren't actually windows; they just kind of go over the text, and then you have to find.
Oh,
the
yeah,
button.
Yeah. Those like Flash popover ads; those are great.
Uh huh. It would be good if they were ads for actual popovers, because sometimes I'm hungry for one and I don't know where to find one, but still.
Yeah. So, is a turnover different than a popover?
Depends on your mood.
Do they have a pretty high rate of popover at most restaurants?
I would think so.
Arby's has a lot of turnover and a lot of turnovers. I used to really like those turnovers from Arby's when I was a kid, but now they just kind of look nasty.
Yeah. Like the McDonald's apple pies, just like, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'd rather eat a. I like Hostess fruit pies a lot. I'd rather eat one of those than the McDonald's thing. They're like just deep fried pastry. Yeah. SmackDown 92 says, how much meat did KWE sink in the first match? What item was given the most to fighters? Were any ultra rares given to fighters? I don't think any ultra rares were. We haven't really written any reports to look at the data that we're collecting on that yet, so I don't know. The first one was really kind of a test run for everybody anyway. I mean, I don't think people really understand. People will develop an understanding of how things affect the outcome of the fight. And there'll be a lot more betting and a lot more a lot more activity the longer it runs.
Can you even give ultra rares to the? I don't think that you can.
Pardon me. Hold on one second.
Yeah. Jick is still suffering a little bit of lung crud. So, I think it may be Dolph lung crud, but I'm not sure. So, he's going to go have a coughing fit.
Alright, sorry about that, kids.
I
didn't mute my mic at the beginning. Now I'm going to have a little nose blow, so I'm going to mute my mic again.
All right. By the way, when he says a little nose blow, he is referring to blowing his nose into a Kleenex, not getting some blow and putting it in his nose.
I refer to it as a Toot or Charlie, not Blow.
The Samus says, can you make it so flanges drop more often? No. Let's see. Da, 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 da.
Let's see. Vidalia says, I'm having a problem in my clan. My clan leader is very busy at school, so he's made me second in command and said, oh, so she has made me second in command and says that she has assigned all the leader options to me as well as her. However, when we accept new members, I don't seem to be able to assign them a rank. The drop-down menu only gives one option, which is zero. Can you tell me what is wrong and can you fix it? Well, how many ranks are there in your clan? If it's giving you the... I mean, it could be that you are not the highest rank in the clan. Which means she will have to assign you to the highest rank in order for you to be able to edit members, because I think you it's probably only letting you edit the ranks of members that are lower ranked than you. Because there isn't anything serious wrong with that code, or we would have known about it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would imagine that it's just an issue with probably make sure that your rank is the rank with the highest degree. Because the only thing that you won't be able to do is actually... ...edit the ranks, because only the leader can do that. But yeah, I don't know. Check with the leader, make sure. Kito Dark says, regarding the fantastic new familiar of the month, I have some questions. One, how long does each booze you give him allow him to use the star part of the familiar? My other question is, does the quality of the booze change the duration it lasts? Better booze is better, and it's... I guess it's not really spoilery to just describe. So basically, the number of adventures that you would get from drinking the booze is the number of times the hobo will restore HP in a fight. It's not as though this wouldn't have been spoiled pretty soon anyway, you know. So yeah, I mean, the better the booze is, the more times it's going to let him heal you. The amount that he heals your MP is determined by his weight, same as a starfish.
That explains it. I've been running around with the new familiar all day and have not had him act like a starfish as much as I want, but I've been feeding him only beer, so that makes perfect sense.
So I mean, it's you can burn through, you know, you'll burn through a beer's worth of drunkenness in one round of combat. You know, if you gave him a TPS, he would do it every round. It is per round and not per combat. So, Enemy Lasagna says, "Will you ever put a volcano in the mountains and add a lava type zone to the game?"
Yeah. Wow. Yes, indeed.
J-Dub says, food item, bran flakes, gives effect smooth movement. Wouldn't that give more of a chunky movement?
Hey. Aha.
Firm.
If there's anything that we want to do in this game, it's... I don't know. At some point in the game, you might find like a bar stool that's too hard for you to sit on, and you have to go on a quest for the stool softener. Like, that's a joke I appreciate, but...
Yeah.
Just random poop jokes, I don't know.
That's pretty funny, actually. We just...
Goreblack says, how come the KWE announcer doesn't have a name? I think it must be the gift shop guy's second job. No, his name is Kenneth Wayland Ethan Announcer.
Yeah. Really? Wayland?
No, Wayland, you know, like Jennings.
Wayland.
Yeah.
And Ethan, like a homo.
Ethan, like Hawk.
Mm.
Or Alan.
So like a homo. Only homos are named Ethan.
Furniture is so gay.
What about Ethan Hunt?
Who's Ethan Hunt?
And his brother Mike. Ethan Hunt's Tom Cruise's character in the Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, okay.
You know, Mission Impossible 1 was really good. Mission Impossible 2 I just never saw because I was told that it was very bad. Mission Impossible 3, the previews make it look like Mission Impossible 2. And I don't understand why. Oh, wait, yes I do. Hollywood sucks.
Yeah.
And Naked Jew, this is all your fault.
Because, yeah. Yes, if you give the hobo a TPS drink, you will get your TPS back.
In a funny way. Ha ha ha.
With humor. con brio.
Lilith Tavril says, I have a suggestion. It's something that's been bugging me for quite a while. Can you design more weapons with dual element combinations, like the Icy Hot Katana? I mean, if it came up, I mean... I don't think we would ever go in and specifically design a bunch of content around making weapons that did more than one type of elemental damage, but it is certainly likely that as we come up with stuff in the future... Especially, there's going to be actually a lot of the smithing revamp is pretty elaborate and is probably going to add 30 or 40 new enchanted weapons to the game. So without a doubt, in there there will be some more interesting combinations of enchantments. Lady Luanda says, fantastic new item of the month. Seriously, I can't stop babbling about it. The combat text makes me laugh all night long, but that might be because I'm hot for hobos.
Yeah, I noticed the thread about the item of the month was taken out of the wiki before we had a chance for congratulatory high fives. But I think that turned out really well. I think you may disagree.
No, I'm pretty pleased with it. It's weird that there was this sort of dual evolution. Like, I had been kind of talking to Hot Stuff about what we were going to do, and we were like, you know, we can do the volleyball starfish combo, but it needs some kind of a cost, and we couldn't really come up with anything. And then when we had that conversation in dev where they were like, hey, we were thinking it could be this, and it was like, hey, nice. I'm pleased with the drawing of the hobo too. I was afraid that I wasn't gonna be able to express that very readily, but it worked.
No, I was impressed with that picture too.
I like the familiar item, but I wish that It was jarring to me the way that everything is spelled.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I suppose we do at this point need to just avoid trademarks.
Right.
You know?
Is squeegee a trademark?
Ouija.
Oh, right.
Certainly. A squeegee is probably one of those things that, like Xerox or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, yeah, it didn't even occur to me about squeegee. I almost feel like switching the spelling like that is like a little bit too clever, you know. I don't want to change it because I don't want to infringe on that whole Ouija.
Yeah, plus squeegee and Ouija don't really rhyme.
Well, people talk about Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I mean, it's, I guess it's technically incorrect, but.
But it did give the game the phrase Ouija Squeegee. Ouija Squeegee Googas.
Ouija Squeegee Googa, yeah. Yeah. And I like the idea of a squeegee as a sort of totem. I changed it from talisman to totem in the description because, you know, I've been playing my shaman in World of Warcraft and I'm all about making a totem.
And you were thinking about your pole.
Yeah. Mad Cow Chef says, and this is something we actually, I read this question earlier and it got us to talking in the office. Can we get trophy polish, an item or buff that allows us to make sparkly marks on our trophies like the Plexi and Stainless has? And we were thinking, that would be a really good meat sink.
That should be a Mr. Store item.
Dude, totally. Yeah.
That you could only trade Mr. S for. Because, you know, you wouldn't want people to trade an entire Mr. Accessory for them.
Yeah. Kahufu says, thanks, JNS, for finally making a booze-related familiar. Really, I love it. However, no good deed goes unpunished. Is there any chance of ever being able to make us a booze hound familiar at some point in the future? That was actually something that this guy suggested for this month, was the booze hound, that like digs up random bottles of booze during combats.
Huh.
I don't know what it would do. I feel like that would be a good idea for a familiar that was a combination of one of the general utility familiars and also just periodically gave you booze at the end of content. Or at the end of content. At the end of fights.
Huh.
That's
something we haven't done yet.
I don't think we would do it as the Mr. Store familiar just because it's not that useful, you know? But I think that would be something neat for a new player, I think. I mean, I think that would be a familiar that they would get excited about. If it sniffed out booze and meat to buy booze. Like Leprechaun plus booze findery. Spinirology says, assuming you've been here, what's your opinion on uncyclopedia.org? It's the kind of thing that I looked at and I thought, okay, I read The Kingdom of Loathing Win and I'm like, that's funny. And it just never occurs to me to go there and look at anything else.
Yeah. That was funny.
Because it's pretty thick, you know? I mean, it's a parody of Wikipedia. It's funny, but it's, I don't know. Did you know that Spider-Man has a small penis?
Well, yeah.
So we saw the movie Primer.
Primer.
Yeah, it was this. Sundance Jury Award winner from a few years ago. One guy pretty much like wrote, directed, starred in, and did the music for it, and the entire movie had a budget of like $7,000. Mm-hmm. But it is a time travel movie, which is completely realistic.
Huh.
So it was really just pretty neat as a movie. It was very confusing. Wikipedia sort of untangles the Wikipedia article about it sort of untangles a lot of the threads, but it's pretty cool movie. I've actually been watching some movies and getting some Netflix usage again.
Should I? Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that instead of getting like premium cable channels, I'll put that money toward a Netflix subscription once I'm down in Phoenix.
It would cost pretty much exactly the same.
We didn't ever get it up here because the mail here is delivered by illiterate, inbred, chronically masturbating, daughter-raping motherfuckers, and it generally takes a week for anything to get here from anywhere else, including down the street.
Wow.
So it really didn't seem like it was worth it.
Here, I mean, there have been times when I like put a Netflix movie in the mail on Monday morning, and Tuesday when the mail comes, there's the replacement movie. Huh. You can't keep that up because they throttle the usage, but like it's people like me who will routinely sit on the same movies for a month.
Right.
That they wanna make the service as appealing to me as possible so that I will continue to do that.
Uh-huh.
So they like if you use it just sort of moderately, you get a lot higher priority in the mailing queue from them. And they have a mailing center here locally, so it just takes no time. It's neat. Benito Mussolini says, how come there isn't a penguin egg item? Maybe it could hatch an ostrich familiar. Why would a penguin egg hatch an ostrich?
You fascist. Thinking penguins hatch ostriches, that's just...
Yeah. Pedrock says, would it be possible for a forum thread to be started with Q&As from your show so that people can review them if they miss the show? Any volunteers? Zalan has been volunteering to... Although there apparently wasn't a thread for Thursday's show.
Huh.
Zalan must have decided not to go to the considerable volunteer effort that he normally goes to transcribe everything. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like we always said, for a transcription of this JNS show, write down everything we just said.
And he did. Well, I mean, he does a pretty good job of paraphrasing.
No, he does. He does.
What say we do our musical break?
Sure.
I have a good maybe 10 minutes of music.
Alrighty.
We'll see you in a few.
The girls pose the same for pictures. All the boys got the same girl's hair. Well, I ain't bored cause I feel my shoulder look at me as if I got a reason to stare. But you talk so loud that it calms me down. You're crying, let's make a toast. She says she's sleeping on a Sunday. Oh, sofa. I thought your coffee table was more clever than that. It gets worse once we get to her room. She stops and she sings, do 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 do. I claim new religion's my song. Oh, she doesn't get it. It's all before she was born. And you lock your door like I've been here before. I feel like I've seen her go. She says she's leaving on Sunday. That leaves me one more night. Can I take you home? I know it's wrong, but I know you're tired. She says she's leaving on Sunday, and I don't care. I need to know where to turn. I tried it once, it never caught on. I was the only one who got burned. twisted steel. My legs are broken. I look at you. I'm waiting for your eyes to open.
We are back with some Jake and some Skullhead and some Hey 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 and whatnot. Are you back with us, Jake?
I am.
Excellent.
Yeah. I had to turn my... It's weird. I need to buy some kind of splitter or something because I'm at home again. And some of the speakers in this surround speaker setup are plugged in so I can turn the speakers up and still hear you from like the other room to know when the music is ending and stuff. But then when I come back, I have that whole... feedback problem if I don't turn everything off before I turn the mic back on.
Whoa.
What?
Huh. I just went to look at the Comic-Con website to confirm the dates, and they've moved Comic-Con a week later.
Really?
I swear that when we reserved everything, it was July 12th through 15th. And now it's July 20th through 23rd.
Huh.
Yeah, that doesn't really change anything, but that's strange.
San Diego Comic Con. Yeah, I thought it was in the teens, too. But we have to be there earlier than that anyway. I guess the 19th is the number that I had in my head, and that's going to be neat.
Yeah.
For us to be there with just the other exhibitors, and man, we'll get to schmooze.
It'll be all, hey, have you heard of my internet game, Kingdom of Loathing? And then
and then Sergio Aragonés will be all like, no. I've been drawing marginals for Mad since before you were born, you douchebag. And then I'll be like, fuck you, Sergio Aragonés. I'm going to get Stan Sakai to cut your head off with a fucking katana. And then we get Stan Sakai to cut Sergio Aragonés' head off with a fucking katana.
And then Bob Kane would swoop down from the ceiling. And is Bob Kane still alive?
I don't know who Bob Kane is.
The guy who invented Batman?
It'd be funny if Bobcat Goldthwait was there.
Yeah, because then he could get into a screaming match with Kevin Smith. And Kevin Smith could be all, fucking shit my dick, motherfucker, fuck shit.
All around Christmas, I kept singing Bells on Bob Goldthwait Ring. Making space of love. Yeah, that was very popular.
That's beautiful. You know,
love Bob Goldthwait. I need to buy Shakes the Clown on DVD.
I don't think I've ever seen Shakes the Clown.
You must.
I'm wondering. I've always wondered what the hell is wrong with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has that like vocal tic where he goes has to, and you know, him and Emo Phillips. I just wonder what the hell is wrong with him.
Yeah. Wow, he's Bob Goldthwait's younger than I thought he was.
Yeah, I was discussing the upcoming Comic-Con last night with someone, and we were talking about how sad it is that all around the periphery of the Comic-Con are the people who really made comics the way that they are today, and they're just kind of in these little, you know, tables sectioned off, and nobody ever goes and visits them.
Reservations. Yeah.
Though, saw Frank Frazetta and Peter Mayhew over there last year, and Peter Mayhew is just really, really scary looking.
Who is Peter Mayhew?
Chewbacca.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. But man, he's just freaky.
He's really tall, isn't he?
Yeah, and kind of leathery and wasted away, and I don't know.
Bob Goldthwait set a couch on fire on The Tonight Show.
That's excellent.
I didn't know about that. He was charged with arson and banned from the show. He opened for Nirvana.
That does make sense.
He wrote, directed, and starred in Shakes the Clown. Yeah. I like Bob Goldthwait. He doesn't say anything about his, why he talks like that.
Yeah, Emo Phillips' biography doesn't say anything about that either. I guess sometime when I'm not on the radio, I'll check that out on Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, sorry. I shouldn't just sit here and read Wikipedia. You know, but, you know, I wanted to know about Bob Goldthwait.
Yeah, and then knowing about Bobcat Goldthwait is half of the battle of Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's true. Oatgan says, do you think the kingdom will be invaded by communists anytime soon? No. It will be invaded by Beatles.
From Britain?
Yes, the Rolling Stones. Dre Malkin says, I desperately hope there's a hilarious item trophy, especially an explosion-flavored gum one called the Masochistic Masticator. Any more you can tell us about the question mark trophies? Question mark? Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah. I really, somebody also suggested a fake hand leaderboard, and I really don't want to see that ever happen.
Really?
And it, because what's happening now is somebody with a tome will say, hey, I have a collection of 100 exploding gums, and I'll sell them to you for 8 million meat. And somebody else will go, okay, I'll send you the 8 million meat, and then you send me the exploding gums. And then, of course, the person doesn't send the exploding gums, and then they send me a message annoyed at how they got scammed and wanting me to lay the smack down, and it's just, if you had 8 million meat, you could have bought a Mr. Accessory and bought the tome and built your own collection, but your greed and wanting to have the collection now.
Yeah, and you know, they're fucking gift items!
Yep.
Just saying. The lengths we go to try and get people to be nice to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they do? What do? They fuck us in the ass, Mr. Skullhead.
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
Fucking white-hot tire iron in the asshole.
Mm.
And not the, like, sharp part that would go in kind of easily. The big fucking part that goes on the lug nut. So it just, like, tears your shit up in addition to burning your shit when it's packing your shit.
Yeah.
Telling you, man. Telling you. Colonel Pemberton says, "Hey, Jick, Mr. Skullhead, et al. Thanks for the great-tastic game. I was just wondering what you use to program KOL. My meat's on Perl. It's actually in PHP. There's a tiny bit of Perl on the back end, but the entirety of the game code is in PHP. With MySQL in the background." Isaac's alter ego says, "Will there ever be a KOL Flash game, and will it be a part of gameplay, optional or otherwise?" There probably will be KOL Flash games, but they will probably not be parts of KOL gameplay.
Yeah, we're thinking of doing some standalone stuff.
Yeah. Like the cheese, which stands alone.
We should have a cheese-based game.
StrongBadFannyX says, "This is trivial, but I think you should make the inflatable dodecapede start at 20 pounds when you ascend, since this would put it in the same state as a 1-pound normal familiar." No. You would never be able to get it back down. The point of the dodecapede is that it's something that is useful as an ascension familiar that gets knocked down to 0 pounds. It's, you know, it's fine. It's, yeah. Hipster McPomo says, "Mayday, pagan orgies or commie rallies?"
Pagan commie orgy rallies.
Yeah. What's somebody was asking about May 5th and some immigration thing. What's going on?
I would imagine Cinco de Mayo will have some kind of protest thing.
Protest thing?
For, you know, people are trying to pass stiffer immigration laws.
Huh.
Those people being members of Congress.
Huh.
Because if it was just like two guys who worked at the Denny's, then it really wouldn't matter that they were trying to pass tougher immigration laws.
Yeah, no, I know. Although Denny's has pretty tough immigration policy for minorities, yeah. Gorblack says, WII, discuss.
God.
I think it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I think that they're looking for more ways to shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, it's something that, you know, it's just not, you know, clever, artsy, whatever. But clever and artsy doesn't work when it's something that you're relying on somebody to get at Walmart for their kids, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it needs to be something that the hillbilly soccer mom analogs can pronounce.
Right, and not think that it sounds too gay, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason the Xbox is called the Xbox, because it's extreme. You know, like, revolution is something, you know, like, yeah, me and my frat brothers were playing Revolution all night long. It's not, you know, me and my frat brothers were playing Wii all night long.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, you know, it's supposed to sound like the word Wii, but the problem is the same problem with that alternate reality game called There. You just can't talk about it without sounding like a jackass. And that's not something, I mean, you know, I don't know what would have been a better name for it. Maybe just the Revolution.
Yeah. I mean, if it comes to market with the features that they've been advertising for it, I'll still buy one.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean,
that sucks.
That's still the only next-generation console that I am going to, I mean, I'll probably pre-order it, you know. I will probably buy it as soon as it comes out.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we missed registering for E3 again.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but it is this weekend, which this weekend has way too much stuff in it already.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely does. I didn't know that E3 was this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll go someday. I don't... I mean, the 1 year that I really considered going, I was like, I just kind of didn't want to, you know? It's like, I'd rather read about it than be in some sweaty, loud exhibit floor. I hate things that make me drink during the day, and I wouldn't be able to handle that without drinking.
Right. Yeah, like, you know, KOL conventions and...
Yeah. I don't like being in rooms full of people. I don't like being in large rooms. That's something that makes me uneasy. Even like, you know, like Best Buy and like Fry's kind of freak me out.
Huh. I never
knew I think it's just the acoustics.
What else Fry's, haven't you told me?
Fry's is especially bad because there's always some douchebag. I won't say that it's some, you know, douchebag Gonzalez. I'll just say that it's some douchebag, like, deciding to test whatever ridiculous speaker equipment they're going to put in their car by just causing kidney-punching bass reverberations to go through the entire fucking store.
Which just fills one with a sense of unnameable dread.
Yeah. It irritates me so much that all it takes is one guy considering, you know, ricing out his $4,000 car to just make everyone in an entire warehouse uncomfortable by turning that shit up that loud. Ah, sons of bitches. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to celebrate that aspect of culture.
Especially with Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yeah, that's true. Fred Levi says, I thought it'd be cool to have a familiar that has an attack you activate with a skill like a headbutt deal, but I suppose it would have to do something else to be cool. We had thought a long time ago about giving every familiar like skills that it would be like a sort of a combo attack that you would have with your familiar when you got up to a certain level. But it never really seemed necessary. It would be a way to differentiate otherwise identical familiars.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if they were going to be interesting, they'd probably have to be overpowered.
Right.
And, you know, having to suddenly come up with and balance 50 more combat skills.
52
now.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should throw them all on the ground and play familiar pickup.
Indeed. It was better when we had 51 of them, and then we could just play solitaire till dawn.
That's true. Because that didn't bother me at all.
No.
Wow, 52 familiars. That's nucking futs, man.
You realize that we're soon going to have 99 of them, and then our 100th familiar has to be the bitch familiar.
Has to be a bitch.
Yeah. What does the item of the month look like? Does it look like a bitch?
Daniel says, is there ever going to be a clown costume since there are a ton of clown-related items from the Funhouse? You don't know. You don't know. Vanny says, how come the test in the Brotherhood of the Smackdown where you eat the 72-ounce steak doesn't give adventures or fullness because it's a holodeck?
Yep.
We've been through this. Fred Levi says, how does the naughty sorceress come back when you ascend? Did she regenerate herself or did thousands of years pass and history repeated itself? Thousands of microseconds passed, and history repeated itself.
It's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Yeah. Fred Levi says, oh, if I haven't said it yet, the Soul Calibur references rock. Thanks for that.
Oh, cool.
Istanbul says, Jick, do you plan to have children with your female? If so, what will your spawn be like? They will be the best-looking people who have ever existed.
That's true.
Seriously, man.
If they get your hair and Phoenix's hair,
they're going to be a force with which must forthwith be reckoned. yeah. No, seriously, they're probably going to be crazy. Because if they end up being the sum of our neuroses and good looks. They're gonna break a lot of hearts.
Because people are going to fall in love with them from a distance and they're never ever going to talk to anyone.
Megary says, can I have a button that says ask me about Loom?
sure.
That was kind of cool. Did you see that link from her?
What?
Apparently in Monkey Island on somewhere there's an ad for Loom.
Huh.
And she had a picture of the screenshot.
No, that's cool. Yeah. That's interesting. Riff just found some torrent that was every LucasArts adventure in files ready for Scum VM. So I'm finally going to be able to play through Loom again on modern hardware.
Excellent.
I did buy it when I was a kid. And you know what? I actually, at some point, I worked for a place that purchased a video card, and the video card came with all this software, so I think I own all the Monkey Island games, too, because it came with licensed copies of all the Monkey Island games.
Hmm.
I have them all on the CD somewhere, so it's okay for me to play them, even though I acquired them illegally. I wonder if it is. I wonder if it's still against the law for me to have, like, gotten copies of that software from Riv.
No, surely not.
No. Mm.
I mean, it's not illegal to play ROMs of...
Play ROMs of games that you own? I mean, I think it is illegal.
It is,
It's illegal to download them, I guess. It's illegal to make them. X Academic says, as far as parentheticals and punctuation, Jick is wrong, Scully is right. Dude, whatever. Maybe back when you were an academic, you would have had something to say about this. The Bastard says, regarding parentheticals, the rule is that if you omit the entire parenthetical, the sentence's grammar must be correct. So the positioning of end punctuation varies by context. Really?
That means that the comma or the period or the semicolon should always go outside of the parentheses, like I said.
Well, or it could go inside it if you're me, because you could omit that and it would still be correct. Because 90% of the commas that I use could be taken out.
Right. Yeah, Elfrian dropped me a line about some of your comma placement.
What?
Yeah, and I was just like, whatever. The phrase for the hobo in Mr. Store. Yeah. Acts like
that
a
was
volleyball
actually,
and
actually,
comma
that,
went
that was either that was either riff or xenophobe. I didn't put that in. Pretty much the only thing I did for this month's item of the month was draw the pictures.
Yeah.
Everybody else picked up my slack on this one. and cash the checks. I had to pay all my taxes. They're only a little bit late. Natiner says, I always thought that if the punctuation would not have been necessary without the parenthetical phrase, then it should be in the parentheses.
That's the same as what Bastard said.
Yeah. No, I was just showing that the Bastard was corroborated by a Natiner, or a Rene Tan, backwards.
Hmm.
Zellweger in the sun. Left says, hey, JNS, how's gas prices down there? It's up to $3.19 at the cheapest place I know here in the Bay Area, California. I pretty much only drive back and forth to work, and it's like a mile from here, so I buy gas like once a month. and I don't have any idea. I remember it being two something.
It's
at the point now where, I mean, I don't feel bad. Like, since I bought a new car that is like actually under warranty and doesn't deserve to just be horribly mistreated like all my old jalopies in the past. I've been buying like premium gas to put it in because theoretically, it gets better mileage and it's cleaner and car lasts longer or whatever.
Mm.
And at this point, the percentage difference between normal gas and premium gas is so small that it's like, it's either like $40 to fill up the tank with regular gas or $43 to fill it up with premium. Yeah,
I think it's about $3.05 most places that in Phoenix, and there's still a couple of places that are $2.95 here.
But it seems like premium is always a dime more than regular.
Yeah.
And that seems really weird to me. I mean, gas prices always seem super arbitrary to me anyway. But it seems like it would go up as a percentage of the price of regular. If for no other reason that it would make sense and nobody would claim that they were gouging you,
Yeah.
Unless the amount of processing that it takes to turn regular gasoline into premium gasoline, I guess the price of that processing doesn't go up with the price of the barrel of crude oil that goes into the first
chamber
of the refinery or whatever.
I don't know. Elves and gnomes.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. Okay, Fred Levi says, ending sentences with periods inside the parentheses just doesn't make logical sense, Jick, period. Parenthesis, it really doesn't. Close parenthesis, period.
You're also not supposed to use parentheses outside of a sentence like that.
Relsqui says, Jick is totally right. Punctuation only goes outside the parentheses if the sentence started outside, like in this case, here it goes inside.
And I say again, you're not supposed to have parentheticals that aren't part of a sentence.
What? Why not?
The entire function of parentheses is to go inside of a sentence and provide more information.
You don't think that they can serve to separate a single sentence from a paragraph?
I wouldn't use them that way.
Well, I mean,
I'm not. You know, it's not like I have a degree or anything.
Sewer rat might taste like pumpkin pie. Yeah. Esme Sheen says, Jick, the parenthetical may contain clauses that require commas, but is by definition a parenthetical from the punctuation of the sentence in which it is in. Huh.
Yeah. I'm with a guy now who says, isn't it amazing how people care so much about punctuation in sentences?
Istanbul says, Kennedy should have been wearing a suit made of magnets. Then he could have just repelled the bullet back into the gun and killed the guy who shot at him. Magnet suit! You mean the four guys who shot at him.
Yeah, wait. Wouldn't a magnet suit just pull the bullet at him
faster?
Pull the
bullet at him slightly faster. I mean, I guess if they were made of lead, then no. Because lead isn't... But if they were using iron bullets.
Then it wouldn't repel the bullet either.
Yeah. Iron giant bullets.
Sapphire bullets. Pure love.
Oh... Fred Levi says, I played a flash game where all you do is shoot flying duck hunt dogs with a machine gun on auto. It's pointless. Yeah. Antipode says, will the new feature that creates links via the player ID command ever work in private messages? I don't know. I'm not sure why it wouldn't or would. We're talking about making some changes to the way chat works, which would allow us to make some back-end changes to the way that thing works, which might be kind of handy. Fred Levi says, could one request a blank custom avatar? Yes, one could. I'm pretty sure that somebody has.
And one should do that as often as possible.
Yeah.
Please, you know, you can have five of them.
Karana says, how is domestic life? Same as foreign life. Hmm. More Republican.
Harder to understand. Easier to understand.
Got more guns.
Yeah.
Wasamata Yu says, if there were loneliness booze, you could mix it with disregard booze. I don't get it.
We could put a disregard link on the loneliness booze. I don't quite get it either, but I know that I should. Seems like that's a reference to something that's... Yeah.
Kirana says, the Nintendo Wii!
See, they could gain some street cred back if they used the Gonads at Strife video as part of their advertising campaign?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh my god, I got this new console and the controller's all moved around and it was like, whee! That'd be great.
Yeah, now I really want to listen to that. Man, I think it was like Bashy sent me MP3s from all of the albums from that band. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're like 15 seconds long and obviously just made up and recorded in one take.
Hmm.
It's pretty difficult to listen to. Ron says, Mr. S is the name of the country's leading sex shop. It's in California.
You're goddamn right it is.
I thought Toys in Babeland was the country's leading sex shop. And that it's in whatever the gay district of Seattle is.
Here we just have Castle Boutique, which is kind of like Walmart, only with more dicks on the walls and fewer dicks in the aisles. And then we have Fascinations, which is kind of more fuzzy-friendly stuff.
Fuzzy-friendly stuff. See, I think of the Castle Boutique as like, I don't know, like, it Castle Boutique seems like the kind of adult store where you go to get, like, gag gifts for people. And Fascinations is where you go if you want a dildo.
Or some porn.
No, I mean, there are giant walls of dicks at Castle Boutique.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they have a shitload of porn in there. It's just, it's very plain. Like, the store is clearly designed for men to go in there and buy their magazine and get out.
Cool. Fascinations just has people coming up to you asking you a lot of uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Liquidy Poo asks, is there an all-your-pace joke in the game? Yes, in the documentation.
Well, really?
Yeah, when you go to the documentation for the main screen, the title is Main Screen Turn On. As per your, the way that you wrote it long, long ago.
And Naked Juice says, regarding the chat right-click missing the name thing, what happens is, if you click on a name, but as you select message, the chat scrolls because of someone speaking. Huh. Hmm. I wouldn't think that that would happen. I would think that when that menu was populated, it wouldn't... Huh. I don't know. We'll look into that. Grok the Matt says, Mr. Skullhead, it's great to know you had a twinge with the homeless hobo ref, but because you know the reference to tentacle rape passes muster. You gotta have your priorities, I guess.
There aren't actual people suffering from actual tentacle rape. There are actual people who are drunk and homeless.
Dude, I have seen some videos with some people who can't have been enjoying it.
But were they suffering from it?
I don't know, man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of a bunch of squids being funneled into an anus.
Hmm.
I don't know where it is. I can't. I disgusting eel video. Miss Gwynn says, I listen every week. Only a few of your jokes offend me. We'll try and work harder.
Yeah.
Lady Luanda says, speaking of black people jokes, are you still planning on implementing a counterpart to Whitey's Grove that you'd been talking about a while ago? Yeah. It's something that I want to kind of do all by myself. It's been a long time since I just sat there and put some content in the game all on my lonesome. I got a bunch of notes, and one of these days I'll spend another couple hours sitting there poring over them and get it together. I got a reasonable number of ideas. People asking about ascending the hosebows. Oh, Black Ace says, "Is this Jick? Please answer."
No.
K-fix by. Big Ben WD says, so if you guys were extra large, what do guys like me, 6'9", do if they wanted a shirt? XXXL? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, American Apparel, maybe we ought to link to their sizing chart on the store if we don't already.
Hmm.
Checking this shit. The problem, it's irritating because, like, 3XLs and 4XLs from American Apparel are, like, special orders, so we have to order a bunch of them at a time, and they take a lot longer to get to us, so it's goofy. Ragnarok X says, will we ever visit Ronald or Grimace, and if so, will we be able to go on certain days when the moon is in the right position? Something like that, someday, eventually. Fred Levi says, doesn't it seem lazy for an actor to play a character with the same first name as the actor? Was that something we were talking about earlier?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's lazy.
I always wonder why they do that. You know, like, Tom Arnold is Tom Johnson in Tom Johnson, Hobo Dentist.
And how Forrest Hanks played Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
After he changed his name from Bosom.
Can you send a TPS drink to a KWE fighter?
I don't know.
I don't think that you can. What's the name of a TPS drink?
Isn't a Vesper a TPS drink?
I will try to send one and report my results on air. While you provide color commentary.
Vesper is a tiny plastic sword drink. Does it expect you to talk? No, Mr. Bond. It expects you to get drunk. I was pleased with that.
Yeah.
I likes me some martini stuff.
I thought that we didn't, that we disallowed that. Yeah, it doesn't show up on the menu to give to the wrestler.
Okay.
So
Benito Mussolini says, what I just said about ostriches and penguins makes no sense. I just realized that. Thank you.
You just realized that? Jeez, Benito.
Yerick the Real Bad says, has anyone yet seen fit to invent a drink based on Gatorade and rum? Because that's all I've got. Man, one time when I was younger and kind of just learning how to drink, some friends of mine and I went out camping, and they ended up making a drink at the end of the night that was one part Captain Morgan's, one part SoCo, and one part Gatorade. And they all drank it, and I refused, and I was the only one who didn't end up vomiting in the bushes.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I was just drinking SoCo straight out of the bottle, which, not that that's really any better of an idea. SoCo is nasty, man. Like, but it's nasty in, like, a girly kind of way.
Think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I feel like SoCo is to whiskey what Bartles and James is to wine.
Huh.
You know, like, Janis Joplin wasn't cool. If she'd been drinking Jack Daniel's, she would have been cool. It's SoCo.
Yeah, but you've never had sex with your bassist.
That's true. I have, however, had some of my bassist impulses come out while I was having sex. Doc Trauma says, Bobcat was perfectly normal when he was on CSI. You know who else is perfectly normal on CSI? Is the guy who played the like, lunchroom guy in Wet Hot American Summer. That's the first thing that I ever saw him in, and then the second thing was Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, where he's that fucked up guy with all the boils. And I just can't see him in a serious role and not think about those two characters. Yeah. LOTE says, hey, how was it decided to give out pirate hooks back in the day? Was this mystery solved and I just missed it? I don't think we ever told anybody, and I don't see any reason to tell people now. Heavy Q says, is it even worth it trying to adventure for ultra rares? No. Every ounce of our ingenuity and strength has been spent trying to make it so you cannot acquire ultra rares on purpose. And I'm pretty sure we've succeeded. I mean, there are things that you can do that make it slightly more likely that you will find one, I guess, but the likelihood is so unastronomical to begin with. Do you like how I just said unastronomical?
Yeah, that's a good word. I would like to have you spell it.
I bet you would. Nightmare says, if Team Asymmetric crashed the mountains, which one of you would get ganged up on and eaten first, and why? The thing is, we're a rugby team and not a soccer team, so we would be all, let's roll! And the plane would crash into a missile,
right,
instead of into the mountain. So it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It's pissing me off that they're making that fucking United 93 movie or whatever.
Yeah, it already came out. And,
oh, did it?
Yeah. I hate people. There were so
United 93, based on a different fictional story.
The thing is, American Dreams is out, and that's a hilarious movie. Thank You for Smoking is out. That's a fantastic movie. RV was the most watched movie in the country this weekend, and United 93 was number two. And the Gymnast Bring It On sequel was number three.
We don't
deserve good movies.
That was real? What? I thought the Bring It On sequel was like a scary movie kind of thing.
No, there was a Bring It On again. It went straight to video. This is from the writers and directors of Bring It On, and it's called Stick It, and it's about snarky, sexy jailbait gymnasts.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And do they get naked and make out with each other and lick each other between their legs?
Probably not.
Damn it. Well, I'll stick to my own gymnast videos then.
Right. More people saw the bench warmers than American Dreams this weekend. That makes me so sad.
What is? I don't know what. I've never even heard of American Dreams.
It's a satire in which the president of the United States goes on an American Idol kind of show to be a judge, to reconnect with the American people, and yeah, I don't know.
Whoa, it's American Dreams with a Z?
Yeah, but the theme song of the show is American Dreams, Dreams with a Z. I don't know. Oh. It's funny as hell, and it really should be getting...
I gotta say, you know, your recommendation of Thank You for Smoking has rekindled my faith in your movie recommendations.
Oh, you went to see it?
Oh, yeah. No, the day that we talked about it, we were already planning on going to see it, and we did. No, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed me some of that stuff.
So occasionally I have to get like a Donnie Darko or a Thank You for Smoking in there,
yeah.
So that you'll listen to me when I recommend shit like Hedwig.
Something that I thought was cool was that in that entire movie you never see a single person smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
I just thought that was interesting that they, you know, just the fact that they were, you know, that they were that careful with it, you know,
and that it didn't seem obvious either.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah, that's cool. Because I was kind of worried. Because I mean, I don't like movies where people smoke because it makes me want to smoke.
Right.
It's not that I don't like them. I mean, I can watch Pulp Fiction over and over again, and I'm just kind of a nerd to it. But sometimes it bugs me. Isaac's alter ego says, "If you steal the new Nintendo console, are you taking a Wii?"
No.
Yeah.
What are they going to call it in France?
Ricker Scott links me to the Wii movie. Thank you. They're making a... so apparently Valve Software is selling a plush head crab, which, gosh, I wonder if that's in response to the plush face huggers. I'm really glad that I got one of the plush face huggers that I did, because I've never seen those anywhere else.
Hmm.
And it just looks so much better than the other ones that are available online now. It actually looks real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that thing. Hmm. Night of the Round sends us some sort of picture of David Hasselhoff. It's gonna have some spaces in it. I gotta get rid of. Wow, an animated gif of David Hasselhoff pole dancing.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Thanks for that.
Roman Runner says, "Will you ever make?"
Whoa, Little P logged on.
Excellent.
Haven't seen Little P in a large number of. Large number of times.
Hmm. Greets Little P.
That's weird.
Roman Runner says, "Will you ever make familiar plushies or toys?" I would love to see some stuffed animal type things come out. Only we'll probably end up making them in house rather than.
Yeah, we gotta figure that out. I mean, I don't know to what extent it's possible to. I mean, I wouldn't mind having them manufactured if there was a way we could do it and still sell them for a reasonable price to people, you know?
I think we should just put our wives on the case.
I hate that idea. it's another thing like custom avatars that just builds up and has to be done, you know?
Yeah, but compare the work ethic of our wives to the work ethic of you and Kevin. leaving that where it is. We wanted to do the plastic stuff, but we're really having a hard time finding ways to do that cheaply enough that we can sell them.
Yeah.
Or that we can buy them. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we've come to is we can do them in resin.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of cheaply.
Okay.
Count D says, "I used to date a girl named Unastronomical." Yeah, that's cool. Nightmare asks, "Who's the bassist in the KOL band?" I don't know. Spare Sparemeister says, "Dear Mr. Skullhead, you were totally right about Coke Black." What did you say about Coke Black?
It's really horrible.
Hmm. The wife likes it.
No kidding. Somebody actually likes that shit.
Yeah, I tried it, and it just tasted like NutraSweet to me, so I...
It tasted weird, you know, like C2, basically, with a hefty shot of artificial coffee flavoring in it. But then for the rest of the day, I had the worst, like, queasy feeling of nausea, and the flavor stayed in my mouth no matter what I did.
Huh. So it's like when you suck too much sailor cock.
Uh-huh.
That was this funny joke that I remember from when I was a kid. This guy walks into a bar and he's like, "Give me 6 shots of Jägermeister." And the bartender's like, "Wow, are you celebrating something?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, my first blowjob." The bartender says, "Well, hell, have a 7th one on me." And the guy says, "You know, if 6 doesn't get the taste out of my mouth, I doubt if 7 will."
Yep.
That was a funny joke. I kind of spoiled it ahead of time by leading into it with that conversation. But you know what's good, though, is the soda called Cricket. It's like cola made with green tea instead of water.
Christ.
It's really tasty.
Is it?
It's not all that caffeinated either. It's not, I mean, it's not billed as like, you know, super nutty energy drink. There's also this kind of green tea soda called Stees, which is just like, there's like, you know, orange soda that's also flavored like green tea. It's super tasty. But you can't buy it. We found some when we went to Boston, and we came back here and had to special order it, and they kept fucking up the order, and now you just can't. I don't know. It's like anything else. If I discover something and enjoy it, they will stop making it.
Me too.
Like, clearly Canadian.
Hmm.
They still make it, but now it's some god-awful low-carb Splenda fest that tastes like diseased pancreas.
Yeah.
I don't know what pancreas tastes like. I mean, pancreases make insulin, right? Probably pretty sweet.
And the Splenda aftertaste I always associate with some kind of like the way that burning rubber smells.
To me, I don't think that I could really distinguish between the Splenda aftertaste and the aspartame aftertaste.
Oh, I can.
But then again, I avoid both of them like the plaque.
Yeah. I think you got your G in there backwards.
Yeah.
And that would be weird. To be like, yeah. We're just going to mumble for 2 more minutes, and then we're going to hand off to K&B.
Yeah. We're pretty much exactly out of questions.
Yeah. So the professor for the class that I hate, that I had to do the goddamn paper for, he kind of talks like you, except he gets to the really quiet part, and that's where he stays for the entire class period. And he asks questions, and, oh, my God, my foot is on fire, you know?
Do I still do that, though? I thought that was kind of something I did when I was doing the Thursday shows by myself, because I'd lose enthusiasm and not really have anybody to back me up, you know? Not enthusiasm, but confidence.
No, you do it to a small extent, and I think anybody does. Just when you start a sentence, you start it strong, and then you just kind of fade off as you keep talking.
Oh, boy. I'm yawning.
In the awning?
Yes.
Good deal.
Awning.
Yeah. So next week I will be not doing a show because I will be moving to Phoenix that I can do the show with Jick. For that express purpose, I am moving to Phoenix.
Sparemeister says, true fact, the guy who owns the Cricket Company is a member of the country club at which I work. That's cool. If next time you see him, tell him that this guy who made this game that you play sometimes really likes his soda.
Mm. I can't find Cricket soda online at all.
Really?
When I searched for it, it gave me some comedy site that's cricketsoda.com. Oh, Cricket really? Cola is what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can find it and anything else soda related at Pop the Soda Shop, which is weird because it's. These guys that I used to work with, they were like, oh, yeah, you can order all this stuff from Pop the Soda Shop. And they didn't realize that Pop the Soda Shop is a store that's here in Phoenix that just happens to do a lot of business on their website. But I lived, like, right across the street from it when it opened up, so I was aware of that. We went there and got a bunch of weird sodas. It was cool. It's an interesting thing. You can just kind of grab a 6-pack container and fill it with random soda and leave.
That's kind of cool. Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah, you do. It's weird.
Hmm.
But yeah, they're into that whole commerce thing.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the
for the hand job, and by job I mean off.
Yep, I think we can hand job away.
All right.
So,
well, kids, I'll talk to y'all on Thursday, and then again flying solo on Monday, and then again on Thursday, and then Mr. Skullhead will see you 2 weeks from today.
Indeed, and I'll be fondling Jick's thigh the entire show to celebrate.
Woo-hoo!
All right, talk to you later, kids.